on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The search for a pilot whose plane crashed into the sea near North Beach in Durban is continuing. The Civil Aviation Authority says the plane was part of an air show that had been taking place in the city and had been doing its final aerial display when it went down earlier this afternoon. Newswatch's Qinokuhle Malinga is at the scene.
Pieces of the light aircraft have been brought ashore at the Pirates Beach on the Durban beachfront as the search for the pilot continues. We do know currently that two helicopters are on scene with lifeguards searching a specific area in the water. Other emergency medical services and police are on scene immediately after the crash. It's been confirmed that only one person was on board, which is a pilot. Lifeguards are here, Metro Police, search and rescue, K9 dogs are also here. Different paramedic groups are also here. MEC Duma, Transport MEC Duma is at the scene currently as well.
Trade and Industry Minister Park Stau has signed off on new regulations allowing retailers, manufacturers, millers and growers to negotiate together on buying mainly local sugar without breaking competition laws. The move has been welcomed by the sugar industry, which has been fighting against cheap, subsidized imports flooding South Africa. Minister Dau first published the draft exemptions in May for public comment and finalized them recently. The SA Cane Growers Association, which represents 24,000 small-scale growers and over 1,000 large-scale growers, wrote to the minister earlier this month urging him to fast-track the process. Chair Higgins Mkluli says the five-year exemption will allow industry-wide talks without fear of breaching competition laws.
Buying local will sustain the 1,200 large-scale and 24,000 small-scale sugarcane growers from the provinces of Mpumalanga and KwaZulu-Natal. The five-year exemption enables industry-wide talks to boost local sugar use and explore diversifying into sustainable aviation fuels.
Cane growers are also calling on food and beverage manufacturers and retailers to commit to buying local to protect millions of livelihoods. And Eswatini activists have launched court action against the U.S. deportation of foreign nationals to the kingdom. The men from Vietnam, Laos, Yemen, Cuba and Jamaica were flown to the small southern African country by U.S. military aeroplane in July as part of Washington's program of deporting migrants to third countries. They were shipped out after having been jailed for serious crimes, including murder. Three legal and civil society groups have urged the High Court to declare Eswatini's acceptance of the group as unconstitutional. In their urgent court application, they argue the terms of the deal were not made known and there was no consultation with the public or parliament. South Africa last week protested to Eswatini about its acceptance of the criminals, saying that it was concerned about their profiles and potential adverse impact on our security. Durban 24 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 27, Richards Bay 28.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Earning a T20 series win in Australia is the biggest goal for the Proteas at the moment. The Springbok depth on the wing is frightening as Edwel Fanamatova starts against the Wallabies this weekend. And Venus Williams has been handed a wild card for this year's US Open.